This weekend, people are marking what would have been the 60th birthday for Bob Marley. The Jamaican singer is known around the world, and that includes Ethiopia. The African nation is the scene of a huge international celebration of Marley's life and music. Years ago, Marley's music also touched a Midwestern kid named Carter Van Pelt.
The first time I saw Bob Marley, I couldn't have been more than 8. I was walking by the television, and there he was, a denim-clad, dreadlocked figure with a Gibson Les Paul guitar swinging from a shoulder strap, and his finger pointed to the promised land. I remembered the lyrics for years.
Hey! Get up, stand up. Stand up for your life. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
For some reason, those words made sense even to a fourth grader in Nebraska. They illustrate what Marley did so well. He made his experience resonate around the world, across age, class, and culture. As an adult, I developed a passion for reggae through Marley, Steel Pulse, and Burning Spear. But my first visit to Jamaica in 1996 showed me how much more there is. All across the island, people were obsessed with the reggae singer Luciano. Even in Marley's hometown, Nine Mile, the teenagers I met were indifferent to my Bob Marley tapes. Instead, they stayed up all night improvising their own lyrics over my cassette of Sly and Robbie. At Jamaican dances and on the radio, I discovered hundreds of new artists releasing thousands of new recordings each week. It was a music scene far more vibrant than anything I could have imagined. Clearly, Bob Marley didn't operate in a vacuum. He refined his art in a prolific musical community, and that community hasn't slowed its pace in the decades since Marley's death. Through many trips to Jamaica since then, my love for Marley hasn't diminished. But now I know why Dennis Brown, Alton Ellis, Johnny Clark, Sugar Minot, and countless others are regarded as reggae heroes, along with Marley. Like him, they echo the concerns of daily life in Jamaica, the struggle and the survival. At its best, Jamaican music captures a sense of dignity that crosses all boundaries. Bob Marley was able to present Jamaican experiences to the world in a way that made sense to non-Jamaicans. I still feel a lift in my spirit when Bob Marley sings So Much Things to Say. I get goosebumps when I hear Midnight Ravers. And while Bob Marley no longer seems peerless, as he once did, he was the ambassador who brought reggae to every corner of the world. On what would have been Bob Marley's 60th birthday, I thank him not only for his own music, but for opening the door to his culture.
Commentator Carter Van Pelt is a music journalist in New York. Other features on Bob Marley are at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Our editors include Doreen McAllister, Jeffrey Katz, Marcus Rosenbaum, Margaret West, Kitty Isley, Vladimir Davinsky, Shannon Rhodes, and Maeve McGoran.
Bruce Oster is our senior editor, Robin Gradison, our senior producer. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
By the laws of men, by the laws of men. Oh, you is very guilty, but prove, you just prove my innocence. Oh, when the rain falls all over now, people fall and one man's house. Remember that when the rain falls, it won't fall on one man's house. Stop it singing.